shoot no deputy. For KZYX News, this is Hope McKenney. I was cruising down State Street in Ukiah last week and saw a giant sign outside the ammo store advertising a gun show at the Redwood Empire Fairgrounds. I was curious, what goes on behind those closed doors? Who goes to a gun show? What does it take to buy a gun? And who's selling guns? So I decided to find out for myself. The Buck Stop Ukiah Gun Show took place on Saturday and Sunday. Admission for the event was $10 per person, and kids 12 and under were free. The hall at the fairgrounds was full of booths displaying various firearms, from rifles and pistols to gun parts, military guns, clips, ammunition, swords, and even jewelry, and booths with various organizations signing people up for membership, like the California Rifle and Pistol Association, and the Rip City Riders, a group of motorcycle enthusiasts whose nonprofit holds charitable events to support organizations and individuals in Marin and Sonoma counties. I spoke with the organizer of the event, Sam, from the Buck Stop. They have been putting on gun shows for about 8 years in the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas.
I have a Winchester collection of maybe 100 old Winchesters. I have some old single-action Colts. I have boarding clay shotguns, and I have hunting shotguns. I don't carry any of the AR-15s, any of the rat-a-tat-style guns. All we do is carry the old kind of hunting and sporting clays.
Do you believe people should be able to buy semi-automatic weapons?
Well, they have semi-automatic shotguns they use for hunting. You have semi-automatic rifles you use for hunting. So it's all a matter of interpretation. If you took one away, would you take them all away? I sell hunting rifles. I sell shotguns you hunt with that are semi-automatic.
I spoke with Homer Yates from Trinity County, who is with the California Rifle and Pistol Association, which he explained is only 4 years younger than the NRA.
The National Rifle Association was formed in 1871. However, the California Rifle and Pistol Association was formed in 1875 and was chartered in San Francisco, California.
Many people believe that federal law allows unlicensed sales at gun shows with no background check and no waiting period. But Homer explained that's not true in California.
At a gun show, you can come in, you tell a dealer that has a booth set up, I want to buy this gun. However, you just cannot pay him whatever he's asking for and walk out the door with that gun show. There has to be a federal background check, and one dealer will keep these guns because there's a 10-day waiting period to pick up any gun in California. But some states, if it's a long gun, no. You just go in, pay him the money, and you can walk out the store with it. That's probably a majority of the states that do that on a long gun.
I saw whole families attending the show, little kids wandering around checking out guns and knives with their parents. I also saw young people and many older people, who the organizer said was the main demographic for the weekend. I spoke with a man who was selling incomplete AR-15 pieces. He explained that the AR-15 is like the Lego set for the gun world. You can build it and customize it in different ways. The lower receiver is the main part of the gun where the serial number goes, and only gun stores and licensed FFL dealers are permitted to sell that part. So he sells the upper receiver portion. You can buy the upper receiver without a background check and walk out of the gun show or store the day of purchase. AR-15 style rifles are lightweight, semi-automatic rifles and are often referred to as modern sporting rifles. They have become one of the most beloved and most vilified rifles in the United States. They've been promoted as America's rifle by the NRA and have also been the weapon used in many of the largest mass shootings in the U.S. and are often legally classified as assault weapons. But most of the guns at the event were not AR-15s. There were whole tables of old-style rifles and handguns. I spotted Andy Dodd from Ukiah standing with a rifle over his shoulder and decided to find out more about him. He attended the show to look at guns and accessories and to sell his rifle to one of the dealers at the show. The rifle he was selling was a Deerfield Carbine 44 Magnum semi-automatic rifle, a second generation with a detachable mag. He talked to me about why he attends gun shows and his stance surrounding the current gun debate.
Every time I'm in a town where I'm working and there's a gun show on the weekend, I can go, I'll go to them, yeah.
And why are you such a gun enthusiast?
It's just my hobby, you know. Some people like bead necklaces or baking. I like to shoot guns and hunt and be outdoors. One good thing about a gun show is you'll see a bigger demographic. You'll see more diverse, older, newer, everything comes together, where most gun shops nowadays are just the new. So if you're into the older style stuff, you'll see a lot more of that at a gun show. And then, you know, little parts that you find or something, you know, that's the best part about it.
I asked Homer Yates how he feels about the current gun control debate.
I don't think any weapon in here got up off that table, loaded itself, went out and shot somebody. It's not the weapon. It's not. It's the people. Last 20, 25 years, we've been real active because of the gun laws. But we feel it's discriminating from honest people like me, maybe you. You just want a gun to protect yourself. You want to go out and hunt maybe with it. I'd like to target practice. But California wants to take your guns away. I just want to protect myself and my family.
Telling everyone to fall in line while they're trying to take away our guns and freedom. Don't let them take away our guns and freedom.
For KZYX News, this is Hope McKenney at my first gun show.